your CFO is good at their job. I want to start there because everything I'm about to say is going to sound like an attack on finance. It's not. Your CFO manages capital allocation, risk exposure, fiduciary responsibility for a complex organization. That's genuinely difficult work. Most people couldn't do it. Your procurement team negotiates contracts, manages vendor relationships, protects the company from bad deals. That matters. The problem isn't that these people are involved in AI decisions. The problem is that in a lot of companies, they're effectively making AI decisions, and they're not qualified to do that. Not because they're not smart, because they haven't done the work of understanding what AI actually changes inside a business. That distinction matters enormously right now. Here's what I see in company after company. Someone in engineering or operations wants to adopt an AI tool that changes how their team works. Maybe it writes code, maybe it triages customer issues, maybe it drafts contracts or analyzes financial data or automates a workflow that currently takes three people and a spreadsheet. Request goes to procurement. Procurement routes it to finance. Finance evaluates it the way they evaluate everything. Cost, vendor risk, contract terms, budget line item. Then someone approves it or rejects it. And the process looks almost identical to what would happen if someone requested a new printer. That's the problem. When a new printer gets installed, someone files a ticket. IT plugs it in. Everyone moves on. A printer doesn't change how your analysts think. A printer doesn't restructure what your customer service team is capable of. A printer doesn't determine whether your engineering organization ships in 2 weeks or 2 months. It does all of those things. And right now, in a lot of organizations, the decision about whether to adopt it, which version, for whom, and how, is being made by the same process that handles the printer. Let me put this differently. Benjamin Franklin was one of the most brilliant people who ever lived. Inventor, diplomat, scientist, economist, a genuine polymath who understood electricity, governance, publishing, and human nature at a level most people never approach in any single discipline. Now imagine asking Benjamin Franklin to choose between Boeing and Airbus for a new fleet of commercial aircraft. Brilliant. He's also completely uneducated on airframes, turbine metallurgy, avionics integration, and FAA certification requirements. His intelligence isn't the issue. His domain knowledge is. You wouldn't hand him that decision and say, you're smart, figure it out. You'd bring in people who understand aviation and let Franklin manage the economics. Exactly the situation your CFO is in right now. They understand capital, they understand risk, they understand contracts and cash flow and budget cycles, but evaluating what an AI coding assistant actually does to engineering velocity, understanding which large language model handles regulatory text well enough to trust in a compliance workflow, knowing whether an agent framework will actually integrate with your existing systems or just demo well, that's a different kind of knowledge. Your CFO doesn't have it. Neither does your procurement team. Neither does the committee that approved the last SaaS renewal. That's not a criticism. That's just honest. Now, I want to be clear about something because I've watched this conversation go sideways in too many leadership teams. CFO should control the money. Full stop. Your procurement team should manage the buying process. Full stop. Finance should set budgets. Procurement should negotiate contracts. Legal should protect the company. Security should enforce guardrails. None of that changes. Changes is the sequence. Right now, in most companies, finance and procurement evaluate the tool first. They narrow the field based on cost, vendor size, contract terms, risk profile. Then, somewhere near the end, the people who actually understand the work get invited to comment on a decision that's already been mostly made. That sequence made sense when you were buying software that sat on top of existing workflows. CRM, ERP, collaboration tools, expense management. You could evaluate those primarily on commercial terms because they weren't going to fundamentally change what your people do every day. AI is different. AI changes the work itself. It changes what people are capable of. It changes how many people you need and what skills those people require. It changes which functions can be automated, which roles become more valuable, and which processes can be eliminated entirely. That's not a purchasing decision, that's an operating decision. And operating decisions require operating knowledge. Here's what most CFOs don't know about AI right now. And I say this with genuine kindness because I've been in rooms with CFOs who are trying very hard and doing the best they can with the information they have. They don't know that the difference between a $20 per seat AI coding assistant and a $60 per seat one can represent a 3x difference in engineering output. Not because the expensive one is better at everything, but because it handles the specific patterns your code base required. They don't know that a free open source model running on your infrastructure can cost more in compute, integration time, and maintenance than a commercial API that bills by usage. They don't know that two AI tools with almost identical feature lists on a vendor comparison spreadsheet can produce wildly different results depending on the domain, the data, and the workflow they're embedded in. They don't know that AI capabilities are changing every 3 to 6 months in ways that make last quarter's evaluation obsolete. A 2-year contract locked in today could be buying yesterday's capability at tomorrow's price. These aren't failures of intelligence, they're gaps in domain education, and those gaps are completely reasonable. Your CFO has spent their career getting very good at finance. You wouldn't expect an AI engineer to be good at treasury management. The reverse shouldn't surprise anyone either. There, here's the part that makes this urgent instead of just interesting. AI isn't going to sit politely on top of your existing organization and make things a little faster. It's going to replace whole categories of work. Not all at once, not everywhere, but steadily and structurally in ways that most leadership teams aren't preparing for. Entire workflows that currently require a team of analysts will be handled by an agent and a single person reviewing the output. Processes that take 3 weeks will take 3 hours. Roles that exist because the system is too slow or too fragmented will stop existing because the system is no longer slow or fragmented. That's not a future prediction. That's happening now in the companies that are moving. That aren't moving, the ones where procurement is still evaluating AI tools the way they evaluate printer contracts, those companies aren't just falling behind on technology. They're falling behind on capability, on speed, on what their people can do versus what the competition's people can do. The CFO needs to understand that, not so they can panic, so they can fund the right response. That's what a good CFO does. They fund the things that keep the company competitive, but they can't fund what they don't understand. To actually do this. The answer isn't to sideline finance. It's not to go around procurement. It's not to make the CFO feel stupid in a leadership meeting. The answer is education and sequence. First, the people who understand the work, engineering leaders, operations leaders, domain experts, they evaluate which AI capabilities matter. They assess the tools. They test them against real workflows. They determine what actually changes the output. Then they bring that assessment to finance with a clear business case. Not we want this cool tool. Instead, here's what this capability does. Here's the productivity change we measured. Here's what it costs. Here's the risk. Here's the timeline. Finance evaluates the economics. Procurement structures the deal. Legal reviews the terms. Security sets the boundaries. Everyone does their job, but the domain assessment happens first, not last. That's the difference between an AI strategy and a purchasing process that happens to include AI. Now let me talk directly to the leaders reading this who work alongside a CFO or procurement team. The kindest thing you can do for your CFO right now is not to protect them from this conversation, it's to have it. But they're going to learn that AI changes the economics of your business. The question is whether they learn it from you, with context and good faith, or whether they learn it from the market after the competition has already moved. Your CFO isn't the enemy. Your procurement team isn't the enemy. They're colleagues doing important work with an incomplete understanding of what AI actually changes. That makes them exactly like most of the leadership population right now. But someone in the room has to say it. Someone has to explain that this isn't a printer, that the evaluation process designed for commodity software doesn't work for a technology that reshapes what your people can do. When this works, the CFO becomes one of the most important allies in the AI transition. Because once they understand the capability shift, they can do something nobody else in the room can do. They can fund it properly. They can build the budget model that supports rapid iteration instead of annual purchasing cycles. They can create the financial framework that lets teams experiment with AI tools without a 6-month procurement process for every new capability. They can explain to the board why AI spending looks different from traditional IT spending, why it's more like R&D than infrastructure. A CFO who understands AI is extraordinarily valuable. A CFO who doesn't understand AI but controls the decisions anyway is an extraordinarily expensive problem. The difference is education. And education is something every leader in the room can help with. So here's where I'll leave you. CFO is brilliant. Your procurement team is disciplined. Neither of them should be deciding which AI capabilities your company adopts. Not because they're not trusted. Because they haven't yet learned what there is to know. Help them learn. Bring them into the work. Show them what the tools actually do. Not in a vendor demo. In your workflow. With your data. Producing your results. That conversation is the beginning of an actual AI strategy. Everything before it is just purchasing. This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.